From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. Hugh Fowler in the Bahamian capital Nassau was stocking up on supplies Wednesday to ride out what's being called the worst storm in the Caribbean in a decade.
Basically, just a few things for my kids. I just pick up. I did some shopping yesterday, but I just came out today to just do some topping up, just to make sure.
At least 10 people have been killed on the island of Hispaniola that makes up Haiti and Dominican Republic. Tens of thousands were displaced. It is described as the worst storm to impact Haiti in half a century. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We have seen mainly a lot of flooding, especially in the coastal areas. Sea levels rose. In some families near the coastline, the water levels were right above the chest.
The U.S. is dispatching helicopters to help in search and rescue operations, as well as ferry supplies. Cuba was also affected. Haiti had to postpone its presidential election. The storm expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's east coast later Thursday, where construction contractor Billy Pincore is busy preparing for the worst.
It's been crazy. We really haven't had a chance to take a breath. There's orders coming down from all over the place to get all the local establishments buttoned up and all the hatches battened down so that we can ride this storm out.
In Asia, meanwhile, at least six were killed by Typhoon Chaba as it battered South Korea. An American University biology researcher was killed in Ethiopia Wednesday amid ongoing anti-government protests. The U.S. Embassy said the woman died when stones were thrown at her vehicle on the outskirts of Addis Ababa. This is VOA News. Syria's